You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Trending report brought to you by the Goddard School for Early Childhood Development. I'll just go ahead and go first with this story, even though this story is rated, I was going to say PG-13. This story is more rated R. Kids are all in school right now, right?
More or less.
This is a study that's out from psychologists who are saying that there's a lot of stress in the office, and people go to work, are angry, upset, stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
And the psychologist says the best way to deal with this is that, and he says employers should be encouraging this, is for workers to pleasure themselves during little breaks in the office.
I've done it like three times this morning, so I feel, I'm chipper as can be.
He says that he expects it would result in more focus on your job,
yep.
Less aggression, higher productivity, and, I quote, more smiling, end quote. Okay, so there you go, everybody. If the boss has yelled at you today, or if you're falling a little bit behind, just take a little break.
Find your happy place.
Right, you should know where that is.
Like, do they have a special cubicle set up for that?
Maybe
or
put curtains
room?
On your... A curtained cubicle, maybe.
I would think so.
Anyway, I'm sorry, I probably shouldn't.
One at a time, please.
Look, this is from a psychologist at a university, so it's
this is real scientific data.
It's science, people. It's that's all. Look, I'm a science nerd.
Let's get through this. I'm feeling angry.
What do you got?
Oh, I'm so happy because rumor is that Flip or Flop on HGTV, their mega cash cow, that show, might be continuing.
Even though they're splitting
even
up?
Even though Tarek and Christina are going to be getting the big divorce, which he filed for, and is requesting spousal support from her and custody of their children. But it should all work out just fine, I'm sure.
Hmm.
And rumor is they might continue the show, which is cool because it's one of my faves. And
they're going to be flipping partners is what they're going to do.
Right. They had a marathon of it on the other night, and Nick Nack and I were watching it. And while we're watching it, we're like, isn't it a shame that seemingly two people who are beautiful, that are wealthy, that have their own TV show, just fall apart?
Can't
and
make
it's
it
just
work.
So sad.
Maybe all of that led to, maybe they were happier when they were
much.
When they were young and broke and starving.
Yeah, because rumor is that she wanted more of the fame and more of the show, and he was kind of done with it and just wanted to go back to their real estate business, and it all fell apart. Mm. It's just one of those you never know what's going on behind closed doors type of thing.
Exactly, and as I've said many times on the show, you know, you wish for all this money, but a lot of times it just makes you unhappy.
It'll ruin you.
Look at these people who win the lottery, and they become the most unhappy, bitter people in the world.
Yeah, I try it for a little bit, though. Just
give
a little bit.
Give a little test run.
Yeah.
All right.
So here's what's happening with Amazon. You might be getting your packages delivered by blimp or Zeppelin. What's the proper term for that? Would it be a blimp?
These
or
days,
Zeppelin?
It's a blimp.
Okay, it's a blimp. So they filed a patent for this. Amazon's big on the drones now, where you can get whatever you want delivered. Well, not whatever. You can't get like a Saint Bernard, but something small delivered by a drone, like an Xbox game, or I would like to see the Saint Bernard.
I got a visual of a drone carrying a Saint Bernard through the air.
Got like two of them.
Now, aren't there only certain test markets where they're doing the drones?
Something like
right
that.
Now?
I'll be honest with you, I skimmed the story. So the Amazon filed for a patent of this blimp. So the blimp goes and lands next to an Amazon warehouse.
Okay.
And it's got its own warehouse attached to the bottom of the blimp.
So they go,
fill
the
up
workers
that
go and
little
scurry
worker
out, and they put stuff in. Okay.
Fill it full of socks
blimp
and
takes
underpants
off.
And whatever. The blimp takes off and hovers over Niawot. And from there, the drones disperse from the floating warehouse and deliver all the packages.
Makes total sense.
So it's kind of a portable warehouse for Amazon. And
well, think about all the like drivers like UPS, FedEx, and stuff like that. They have to go from warehouse. It takes forever where the blimp can float out, say, over the middle of, where'd you say, Niawot?
Niawot.
Okay, Niawot, if that's what you want. And then the drones from there can disperse like spiders coming out of an egg sack.
Debatable.
Just go. Why?
They don't fly too fast, those blimps.
Yeah,
so maybe your cruising speed for a blimp is 25 miles an hour across the sky while Johnny UPS is zipping through town and he gets to your house before the blimp does.
No, because the blimp only has to go one time. Johnny and his UPS truck has to go through the grid all
multiple
over.
Locations.
Have you tried driving? Have you driven from your house to the stock show?
Yes, it's
okay.
A nightmare.
Yeah, you know how long that is. Yeah. Well, the blimp just sits in the center, like in the bullseye, and then disperses out. It would be so much faster.
But how long does it take to get to the bullseye? It could take 2 days to get to the bullseye.
It won't take that long.
And then I'm like, why am I paying for 2 day shipping while the blimp is still in the air and I don't have my package?
No, I think this is a good plan. I like it.
I'm sure it'll work out.
You're
going to
argue with Jeff Bezos and the guys with Amazon? They know what they're doing.
I feel like that we are past blimp. In this world, blimp and Zeppelin stage. That's so like World War I.
No, read all the steampunk novels that are coming out right now.
I'm
blimps are coming back.
It seems so low tech, though. It's a big giant balloon.
Shows what you know. They're better.
When did you become a blimp expert?
I just know that they are going to be much more fuel efficient. They can haul all this stuff.
Sounds like somebody's been skimming his steampunk nonfiction, whatever you're reading.
I know what I'm talking about.
You don't know anything about blimps.
I know more than you do, since you think it takes them 2 days to
get
somewhere.
They're big, they're slow.
What makes you think they're so slow?
They are slow.
Hold on. I'm going to look it up.
Have you seen Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade with that blimp? It was...
So you're basing everything off of an Indiana Jones movie.
They're slow, man. And
top
you get one good gust of wind, and next thing you know,
blimps.
You're headed toward Iowa, but you end up in Cheyenne.
The blimps move at about 50 to 75 miles per hour.
UPS 85 on the highway.
Yes.
On a good day.
And then sitting in traffic.
I don't even like
so
Amazon.
In one day, they can go 750 miles and then disperse everything that day.
Yeah. You're still not a blimp expert. You can suck it. All right.
On that note.